We talking about whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
I have thought about this because we bring up slavery, and first, I think imagination rules a lot of our livelihood. Individually, as a whole, as anywhere I go, I think imagination rules a lot of livelihood. That being said, we have this other thing called disconnect or disconnection in the terms of mental. It could be looked upon as the dark side of imagination, disconnection. And we disconnect on a frequent level that we're not even paying attention to, that we disconnect from on all the time. And that being said, I was thinking about animals. I love me some animals, so I think about animals a lot too. And we disconnect slavery from pet ownership. And yeah, I just was thinking about it. I don't really feel no type of way that, oh, that's wrong about it. Excuse me. I just was thinking about it that that's somewhat of a disconnection. Like, we have slavery. And if you look up, I think it's pet. I think the word pet, it means slavery. It means.
For real? But,
yeah, hold on.
You got to Google that and find that.
A person, let's see, a domestic or tamed animal kept for companionship or pleasure. A person treated with special favors, especially in a way that others regard as unfair. Used as an affectionate. So slaves are pets. That's how they treated us. That's pets.
Oh wow.
So pet is a slave. Your animal is a slave.
So you think that's why,
but we
you think that's why
they, oh, go ahead.
You think that's why they say we monkeys?
No, that's just retarded. that's just retarded, because I have thought, derailing, if evolution even a real thing. Because when you think about it, if evolution is a real thing, we should have seen something evolve by now. Because there had to be a time frame where something had to evolve by now. Yeah. Even in our lifetime. And then also, we have these animals in zoos all around. And even if we're not watching them in zoos, we can still watch them in their habitat, real life habitat. And has any of these freaking primates evolved into a freaking what we call hominoid? Is it hominoid? Humanoid?
Hominoid.
Yeah.
One of them
noids. Yeah, like have we seen any of these things happen?
No.
Yeah, like, no, like, I'm not, again, I don't denounce any of my theories. I just think about my theories and I bring them up for conversation.
Another thing too, like, if you having something locked down for a while, what you think it's gonna do? That's us too. You have us locked down for a while and then you let us loose. What you think we're gonna do? We're gonna be wild, right? That's anybody, even the white people. You have them locked down for a while, you let them out, they're gonna be wild.
Absolutely.
So it's like, who came up with the concept of this animal right here needs to be locked down because it's wild, but this animal right here can run free? To be honest, all animals are.
Yeah, because domesticating an animal. All right, think about this. I have thought about this. I seen this video of a guy pulling a bowl of turtles. These were little turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up and examined them. And I was like, okay, I mean, it's not harming them in any way, but my mind went down this line of thoughts of, one, the first thought was biblical. Like, what if the humanity civilization in the Bible were animals instead of humans?
Mm-hmm.
All of them. If you are a human being in the Bible, you're an animal. what made me think about that is a lot of the parables in the Bible are humans are replaced with animals, flocks, the wolf in sheep's clothing, even in Enoch, the book of Enoch, when I told you that it speaks of a civilization before humanity, that was all animals. That supposed civilization of humans was all represented by animals. So that just made me think about that. You know, I just brushed it off. But then I thought about something I call the artificial supreme gene, which is people in their head, you know, believe in this supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white supremacy to be exact, if you want to be exact with it.
Uh-huh.
But I thought about the animal, like, what is the perspective of an animal's world, life? The Bible speak of these giants. Think again, thinking of those animals, I mean, people inside the Bible as animals. This guy picking up this animal, this turtle, just looking at it. Would you, as a human, or who you are right now, would you be okay with just something coming up to you and just picking you up and just looking at you? You know, would you be cool with that? Like, I thought about the animal, like, does the animal really think this is okay? Does the animal think this is cool? Does the animal feel frightened enough to having his heart pound a whole lot more?
Like, you know what's gonna happen. Like, exactly. Am I about to die or what? Like, I was just minding my business and you come fucking with me, picking me up, looking at me like you crazy. I don't know you. You don't know me. Why are you fucking with me?
Exactly. Like, the life of an animal, like, this particular turtle was real small. You could bring ants and all this stuff into it. Like, their world is like us looking at a bunch of skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their whole entire world is that, but yet these skyscrapers are picking us up and they're not really harming us, not all of them, but the fact that we think that's okay to do to an animal, and that kind of can slide into the disconnection of pets that we have from slavery. Like, I do more so think that it's the intentions behind it. Like, we're not intentionally thinking that this is a slave of ours.
Yeah.
At least I would like to think so. We're not treating this thing like a slave. But yet, if this thing don't listen to you, what you doing to it?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So what if this thing don't really feel like doing what it is that you're asking us?
We need to do, yeah.
You know, what if this dog just feel like, man, like, just leave me alone today? But if the dog gets aggravated and bite you or snap at you,
then you want
to
beat
our head. No, it's not even. No, I took it to the whole extreme of, in our head of disconnection in this world, again, the artificial supreme gene supremacy that we have in our head is that, oh, you snapped at me? I'm your master. I'm the hand that feeds you. I gotta put you down.
Yeah.
Like, it's time to get euthanized.
Yeah.
The same way you don't feel like being bothered by whomever is around you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shut up. Leave me alone. But the dark, the animal, they can understand us vocally, but we can't understand absolutely nothing that they say. But if they bark, oh, it's talking back. Yeah. Like, but you know, you don't even understand what he's saying. I don't care about you freaking animal whisperers. I don't believe in that. You over here talking to animals, but yeah. But yeah, I just thought about that. I just was like, why do we think it's okay to just do things of that sort? That's a disconnection. I think that's a disconnection that we have that we don't really think about.
Yeah, that's true. And now you got me thinking because I have a little dog. And yeah, because she was going in her cage and I'm trying to get her out. Like, prime example, one day last week, I was trying to take her to the spa and she just ran in her cage. And then I was like, if you bite me, I swear to God, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Like, you better not bite me. You better not bite me in that bitch. But the whole time, She was literally saying, like, bitch, I don't want to go to the fucking spa. I know where you finna take me at. Do you know this dog is so fucking smart? When I finally got her out of the cage, got her in the car, took her to the spa, that bitch act like her paw was hurting when the people grabbed her. She got home. The bitch ran around the house. Ain't nothing wrong with her. I was like, how you know to act like something's wrong with you because you didn't want to go to the spa? And it's like, bitch, I was trying to tell you I went in my cage and went come out, but you ain't want to listen. You wanted to force me. So, and that's just like us when we was kids. We didn't want to go to school, but our mama forced us, so we went to school and act like we were sick so we can get sick home.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't even realize, even though we know it, we just don't put no thought to it. I think a lot of us is that animals think.
Yeah.
They actually think. They actually are what's the word called? Sentient. Like they feel emotions.
Yeah.
Like it's been animals recorded. Again, I think I witnessed some dogs doing this, like in person, not just a documentary, but going off a documentary. Elephants, they, according to science, they actually cry when their loved ones die, when another elephant dies that's in their pack. And we got, what is it? Otters, they hold hands while they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They get a mate and they stay with that mate for life until death do it part.
Yeah.
And, you know, so animals do think, animals do feel, but yet we have this supremacy mentality in our head